Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Director John Ford's 1956 American Western film, The Searchers, is often praised as a masterpiece, but its harmful stereotypes of Native Americans makes it difficult viewing for many educated contemporary audiences. The film is marking 70 years since its theatrical release. Sunrise Tipicani is the director of programming at Dead Center Film and co-host of the Real Indigenous podcast. He is Comanche, Navajo, and Cherokee, and says the film's one-dimensional portrayal of Comanches helped propel a damaging narrative at the time that stuck with the public.
There's a glint of accuracy in the fact that the motivation for why there might be challenge and why there might be a raid on a family's farmhouse, those things did happen in that time period, but it's motivated by this question of why is the U.S. continuing to colonize? Why are Texans continuing to colonize? It's not really clarified in the film, and that's an issue. So, like, if people are going to look at this film as the mythic West, the only context is the Civil War. But the walking away from this film always makes me think about those beats in history, and it reinforces the need for me to clarify my own timeline in relation to this. And that I see as a benefit, but it really takes a lot of work, and that's definitely not going to be the case for a lot of people who come at this without any historical knowledge or maybe not even historical curiosity. Otherwise, it's clearly from Ethan's point of view, and ultimately in the end, he's the one that survives, and Scar and his people are basically forgotten by the end of the film. And in fact, there's a massacre on the Comanche people, and there's no regard. They're not considered to be human enough to have sadness or reflection over.
Tipicani says despite its legacy as a groundbreaking work of art, it's difficult to discuss its redeeming qualities without confronting the racial inequities and stereotypes that were pervasive in popular media at the time. Comanche filmmaker Juliana Branham agrees and says what the film gets right about her tribe is outweighed by its flawed reliance on false assumptions John Ford never bothered to adequately correct.
Still holding this film on sort of on a pedestal, I think it is still harmful because you don't fully realize Native identity. So if John Ford had humanized us as a people and even attempted to get some of it accurate, then I think it would have made for a much more important conversation that we would be having right now, other than more of a critique. But yeah, I think the problem is that for us as Comanche to portray us as, you know, these violent, scary people, I mean, we were scary, but we were warriors. We were protecting ourselves from what was to come. But we never see in films like this, especially in these old time westerns, we never get to be seen as fully human. We're always reduced as sort of a threat or a symbol or a plot device. So obviously problematic. We're never really fully seen.
Branham says the film attempts to expose the defects of its racist protagonist played by John Wayne. But instead, she says its denunciation of the character's flaws never reaches the level it needs to overcome the actor's monumental on-screen reputation. Even with its drawbacks, The Searchers remains a touchstone for filmmakers. That includes Zacharias Kunuk, who directed an Inuit language film inspired by the 1956 movie. Called Searchers, it follows an Inuit man on a journey to find his kidnapped family. Kunuk says it's a compelling story that he wanted to tell from his own cultural viewpoint.
There's different dialects of Inuit, and I'm watching out for dialects because one word could mean the other way around in other regions. So I watch out for that a lot. Costume has to be right, and humor. This humor is what we love to show because we're always too serious in everything. But when we're out there hunting for animals, we joke a lot. So that's what I try to show. I mean, in Searchers, I heard about women being kidnapped, and I heard stories about how they would be tied to the sled so they won't escape. That's what I tried to do. I tried to do my own culture, like a Western cowboy, like the good, the bad, and the ugly, and all the spaghetti movies that I watched when I was younger. I really love them. I love the story, and we have those kind of stories, and that's what I'm trying to show.
Filmmaking greats Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese, among many others, cite the bold cinematography and anti-hero plotline of The Searchers as inspirations for their own movies. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.